Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory, glory, hallelujah. That was a beautiful song done by Travis Green and Stephanie Gretchinger titled Good and Loved. Amen. I hope you were blessed by that song. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 14th day in March 2024. Take your spiritual development seriously. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12 says, "You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for a beautiful day that you have made, and you've caused us to be part of it. Thank you, Father, for good health and sound mind, for health and strength. We thank you, Lord, for also your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding as we receive it with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Your personal spiritual development is very important and crucial, not only because life itself is spiritual, but because it takes time to know God. There are many believers who have been born again for a long while now, but who do not know God for themselves. It is possible that you may know a lot about God from reading your Bible or by listening to preaching of the Word or through stories and testimonies of those who have encountered God, but what is required is for you to know God for yourself through personal encounters. When you know God for yourself, it will be difficult for you to doubt the existence of God irrespective of your circumstances. Beloved, no matter how you know about God, or how much you know about God rather, it is not the same thing as knowing God. Knowing about God requires acquisition of information about God, but knowing God requires a personal encounter with the Almighty. In fact, if you have not yet experienced God in a very special and personal way, then your Christianity is still on shaky grounds. Although there is no human being who can claim to have fully known God in totality, but God wants each and every one of us to experience Him for ourselves. Knowing God personally is a strong basis for your personal faith and confidence in facing anything in this world. But how can a person know God? Knowing God begins with a strong inner desire, which in turn drives you into a place of prayer, fasting, and the study of the Word of God. As you continue in the routine of daily prayer, regular fasting, and constant reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God based on an established hunger, God will show up to you and reveal Himself to you in a very unmistaken and doubtless manner. God is excited when any of His beloved children set out to seek Him, not necessarily because of what he wants from God, but because he is hungry for God. In Psalms 42 verses 1 and 2, the psalmist said, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul longs after you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When shall I come and appear in God's presence?" Also in Psalms 84 verse 10, the psalmist further said, "A single day in your courts is better than a thousand anywhere else. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked." Beloved, don't just be satisfied by going to church or speaking the Christian language. Seek to know God for yourself. And there are no shortcuts to knowing God. You must be willing to pay the price, and God will make Himself known to you. God is deep, and only those who go deeper than the surface can find Him. Therefore, stop deceiving yourself by engaging in all those eye service religious activities and pursue God with all your heart, and refuse to stop until you encounter Him. The truth is, when God sees the genuine hunger in your heart for Him and your persistence in seeking Him, He will certainly make Himself known to you. Give yourself a challenge to seek God for an extended period, and you will certainly come back with a testimony. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray, believers. You say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, I confess that I am determined to take my personal spiritual development more seriously henceforth, as I make up my mind to know you for myself. Please give me sound health, discipline, and persistence to continue seeking you until I encounter you. In Jesus' name," and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Todd Garbeth singing, Lord, You Are Good. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Lord, You are good. You've been so good. Lord, You are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise You enough. I owe You my life. Can't praise You enough. Even if I try, 'cause You've been so good.
Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You've been so good to me.
Let's go right here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
So Lord, You are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, You are good.
Lord, You are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise You enough.
It's because I owe You, Jesus.
I owe You.
Somebody say, even if I tried, it wouldn't work. So good to me. Hallelujah to Your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today, Lord,
You've been so good. Lord, You are good.
Even if I tried, it wouldn't work because. Come on and lift up your voices.
So good
to me. Come on,
Lord, You
have been so good. I don't know why You do it, God, but God knows with great power.
I can't praise You enough.
I owe You my life. goodness of our Savior. So many doors, so many ways you make. So many times, has He been better than good to anybody? So many doors, so many ways, so many times. Tell somebody, you've been better than good to me.
You've been better than good to me.